You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast. I'm Andy Holding, looking at a Down Raw card this evening on Friday, September the 1st. Seven races for your National Hunt card. Set to be run on a yielding ground. Dry forecast for the region there today, so hopefully it shouldn't get too much worse. And we've got a decent programme, as I said, for you. We've got Rashan running in the 6:40. And we've got some other decent handicaps and maidens alike to get our teeth stuck into on the only evening card either side of the RHC. So let's move on a pace and have a look at the opening contest. And it's Juveniles with first off the bat in this 2 mile maiden hurdle. A couple of these have already got some reasonable levels of form already in some of the best juveniles seen over there in Ireland. Most notably, Thomas O'Malley, who finished a creditable second to his stabber companion, pronounced on his hurdling debut. And now pronounced was the third string, supposedly, from the Joseph O'Brien stable on that occasion. The favourite was Richard Strauss, off the back of a good run the time before behind Brutal and Grey Waters. But he disappointed really badly when sent off even money. And it was left for Pronounced to fly the flag there. But Thomas O'Malley, I thought, ran really well in second at a track where he won well on the flat the time before. He might have given the winner a little bit more to think about had he not made a bad mistake at the last when probably around about half a length in the advantage. David Russell takes over in the saddle today from Johnny Slevin. And the drier the ground, the better this horse's chances, because he does really like good ground. The major danger looks to be this Vision Darte from the Noel Mead stable. Now, he finished a creditable fourth in that race, won by Brutal down in Cork. Now, speed figure-wise, both of those two races are almost identical on my numbers. And with Grey Water, obviously, who finished second, going on to reverse the form with Brutal at Killarney the other day, that form also looks solid. The only thing about Vision Darte, I would say, he made a couple of niggly, noticeable errors on the way round, particularly at the second last and the last when they were in full pelt. So he's going to have to jump a little bit more cleanly. Obviously, Richard Strauss is on a bit of a recovery mission. But I'll go with Thomas O'Malley. I like him as a horse. He's not a bad type. And with Joseph O'Brien dominating the early part of the season in the juvenile category, hopefully that trend will continue.
Race 2.
On to the 5:05 then, which is a 2 mile maiden hurdle for the fillies and the mares. And all eyes here, no doubtably, will be on Court Artist as she makes her eagerly awaited hurdling debut following a nice smooth victory down in Kilbeggan the other day in the hands of Paddy Mullins, backing up that run the time before when she was runner up at Clonmel last year on softish ground. She moved sweetly through that race the other day and won with quite a bit in hand. So if she can hurdle cleanly, and that's the only unknown we don't know, she's clearly got the most ability in this race. Oscar Moscow didn't stay the trip the other day down in Tremor when he was touched off late on by contingency. But she's also quite a nice consistent type, as is Delayed Eloquence, but she's probably had her limitations exposed one or two times before now. So off a mark of 104, you'd be very doubtful whether that horse is good enough to win this. So maybe Dixie Lee could be the each way alternative. Dermot Lachlan's Charge has been applying a trade in some decent bumpers over in Ireland, particularly that fourth behind Joey Sasser and Morgan, etc., over this track back in November. Thought good enough to run in a listed race behind subsequent champion bumper winner Feinar. Like I say, this will be a serious climb down in opposition, considering what she's been up against before. So if she can hurdle cleanly, and that's the one thing we don't know, there's a good chance that Dixie Lee could certainly put it up to the main protagonist here. And around about 6-7-1 this morning, she's just my idea of the marginal each way value in that particular race.
Race number 3.
On to the 5:40 then, which looks a competitive handicap. We've got a fairly short price favourite in the shape of Boynton Wrath, who showed its first bit of form down in Tremor the other day. Looking as though this horse is going to come and claim the prize jump in the last. She consequently jumped to the, hung to the left and rather chucked her chances away and just got nutty on the line by Athlone Cottage. That was a decent effort, considering she was off the track for 64 days. Sure to strip fit her. One would imagine with Davy Russell in the plate off a mark of 89, she will once again be very competitive. But there are a couple of horses that do run this track particularly well that perhaps could offer a little bit of a sneaky each-way value to value hunters. One of them is House Limit, who's been running consistently well over hurdles of late. That fourth behind Mazzali at Kilbeggan has been advertised by the winner who won the other day, and Zanjabil, who's been a consistent model of form throughout the summer jumping period. Not a bad run either on the flat the other day when fifth behind Set to Fire at this track over a mile and a quarter. So Johnny Larkin's eight-year-old's got each-way claims. And the other one to mention is Ardview Boy. Now, this horse has yet to win a race in 17 starts, but his two best runs in his life have both come here over this course and distance behind a horse called Fearzol, who regular podcasters and Irish former students will know has been in tremendous form under both codes throughout the summer jumping period. So if Anthony Mulholland's charge can run up to that level, then this front runner has got every chance, around about 16 to 1 of at least giving you some each way fun in that third race.
Race 4.
On to the 6:10 then, and it's back to Maiden Hurdle Company over a mark, 2.5 miles. Now Mountain Rock sets the standard here, courtesy of his runner-up spot behind Knock My Hell Boy down in Down Royal over this track on his penultimate start. Although he got beat last time out when favoured at Downpatrick, he bumped into quite a nice horse in the shape of Mischievous Mac, so I wouldn't particularly hold that against him. However, he does run up against a nice horse of Jojo O'Brien's yard here called Thermistocles. And I do think Thermistocles is the one to be with here. He shaped really well on his debut at Roscommon, despite running a little bit green. And he had the misfortune to bump into two nice types of Tipperary on his last start. That Carla Minstrel and subsequent winner, Fabulous Saga, are well above average horses for this time of year. He looks a staying type as well. Certainly his pedigree suggests that. And with Ruby Walsh booked, I'll go with Themistocles in the 6:10.
Race 5.
On to the best race of the night then, this condition hurdle over 3 miles. We've got one or two old favourites here, such as Didigout. He's an 11-year-old now who probably is a lighter former years, one would imagine. You've got Heist coming back over from his period in the chase department. And you've got Wakir as well, who absolutely tears it up and will probably make the run in here. I don't really see this horse staying 3 miles. I mean, he barely gets 2 miles, so he's going to be very much the hare to the hounds. And hopefully set it up for a nice little clash between Cap Dubois and my selection and best bet on the card, Rashan, who bids to complete his perfect strike right here at this track, having already won on his two previous visits to the County Meath venue. On his last start here, he was good enough to lower the colours of Maniere and Brontide. And if you go back before that, he won the WDK hurdle, lowering the colours of Apples Jade and Petite Mouchoir, just to sort of rubber stamp the kind of quality that this horse has been up against over the last 12 months. He beat Pixou on his last start over hurdles over 2.5 miles at Cork, staying on very strongly and eye-catching in the latter stages, having been about 3 lengths down as they jumped the last. So stamina I don't think is going to be an issue, and I think as he's getting on this horse, I think he actually requires a little bit further nowadays. He settles really well, which also will help Sean Flanagan help him get home. But he's by miles the best horse in this race. If he sees out the trip, then hopefully I think Rashan can go 3 for 3 at Down Royal.
Race number 6.
On to the penultimate contest then, which is a competitive looking 2.5 mile handicap, 2 mile 6 handicap for that fact. And Sir Ector is bound to be all the rage here from the Nicole McKenna stable, having run well down in Sligo the other day, staying on very strongly to lower the colours of several informed horses. Now, he does really run this track well as well there, Sir Ector. Even if you go back to sort of his 3 and 4 year old campaign, he was always better off running at this stiff uphill and wide open galloping track. So it's a good move by Connections to bring him back here. There's been good money this morning for Boundary, who has been knocking at the door for new Connections since leaving Warren Greatrex. And the tongue tie's gone on for the first time, so do keep an eye on continued support for him. But At the morning prices, I'm prepared to take a little bit of an each-way poke here on Tyrrell Success from the Aaron Strong stable. This horse goes really well at this track. He won here a few starts back when he started very strongly in the latter stages to win a course and distance handicap hurdle. And he's done nothing wrong in his last two starts since he's ventured over the Irish Sea. That second to Petru was probably about as good as he could have hoped for, given that the Dan Skelton horse was very well handicapped. And he also did nothing wrong last time out at Southall. Back to the scene of one of his best career victories. I'd expect Tyrrell Success to go well in the penultimate contest.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, which is a 2 mile bumper. And all eyes will no doubt be on True Self, who absolutely bolted up on her first run for New Connection since leaving Doncantillon over the winter period. And she looks to have a bright future based on that performance at Ballybrick when she was always cantering in the hands of Paddy Mullins and justified her position in the market with sumptuous ease. Likely to improve throughout her career like a lot of William Mullins' mares do. She is sure to take all the beating. But if you're looking for an each-way alternative, then look no further than Dawn Shadow, who's been plying her trade in some decent company within her own right. She was good enough to run in a Grade 3 bumper at the Punchestown Festival when last seen back in April. And she was pretty impressive when she won at Downpatrick back in the middle of winter as well on decent ground. So she's quite a useful tool, Dawn Shadow. I don't think she'll probably be good enough maybe to beat the favourite. But if you're looking for an each-way, like I say, a bet without the favour or perhaps an obvious forecast alternative, then Dawn Shadow definitely fits this bill, particularly as Jamie Codd has been booked as well. Thanks very much for listening to this edition then of the Irish Racing Podcast. Unbelievably, there's no podcast on Sunday. There's none on Saturday because the action takes place on the afternoon, but there's no Irish racing on Sunday. So it's back to next week where we look ahead, and it's at Roscommon on Monday where the first race comes up at 4:45. So until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.